This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Charles Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S. Charles is C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Place is Mission Point. Date was August 25th, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Reeves is a 64-year-old male who is residing at home alone with some help from his nephew, but he's out of town now, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He fell on about the 19th of August and had pain in the right side of the neck. New paragraph history of past illness. This man had a fall and he fell backwards, period. He hit the back of his neck and head and had pain on the right side, period. It was 10 out of 10. It was difficulty moving, period. His legs gave out as he was holding the walker, period. He admits to feeling weak of late, period. He once had his right hip replaced, and he also once broke his left leg, period. He's known to have coronary artery disease with a myocardial, with two myocardial infarctions about approximately 10 to 15 years earlier, period. He has four coronary stents, period. The last stents were in November of 2016, period. He also has severe COP, period. He's once smoking two packs a day, but has cut down to one pack a day, period. He says he last smoked before he went into the hospital, period. He admits to alcohol excess, namely about 12 beers a day, period. He is known to have COPD, period. He uses oxygen at home, but he says he uses it mainly on a PRN basis and does not need it continuously, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. New ophthalmologic colon. He has slightly decreased vision, period. It comes and goes. New paragraph ENT. He has slightly decreased hearing, which varies, period. No sore throat, period. Respiratory. He's frequently short of breath, period. He does sometimes cough, a yellow-gray phlegm. Cardiovascular, no current angina or palpitations, period. He sometimes is a bit dizzy. New paragraph GI, he has heartburn and a hiatal hernia, period. He denies abdominal pain at rest now, period. No nausea or vomiting. Do you notice urea or other complaints? But he does have prostatic enlargement and uses Flomax 0.8 milligrams nightly. Neurologic, no headaches, dizziness, or sorry, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New line endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New line musculoskeletal, he had neck pain, but that's better, and he has variable leg pains due to previous injuries, but not too bad at the moment, period. He does get more pain when moving, period. New line skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. COPD, coronary artery disease with two myocardial infarctions and four stents. Alcohol excess. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Hiatal hernia, heartburn, hypertension, pneumonia. New paragraph, family history. His mother and father both had cancer, but does not know what type, period. His brother had hypertension, heart disease, and is deceased, period. His sister had COPD, period. She is deceased. New paragraph, he does have two sons, period. New paragraph, social history. He admits to smoking and has recently cut back to about one pack a day, period. He does use alcohol, namely 6 to 12 beers a day, period. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely ill or distressed, but appears debilitated and weak in general, period. Blood pressure 128 over 76, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.9, weight was 158 pounds on August 22nd, O2 saturation now 98%, head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal, throat normal. He was normal inspection. He seemed to hear me adequately. Neck, supple, no master nodes. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, period. No wheezes, no crackles, no accessory muscles for breathing. Percussion was unremarkable, period. Abdomen, soft, slightly tender in the epigastrium, period. No palpable organomegaly, period. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. Strength is a bit weak at 4 plus out of 5, but it can move all limbs adequately, period. He had hand grip, period. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, period. No cyanosis, skin is intact, dormant dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, he has extreme weakness and a fall and is here for OT and PT, period. He hopes to be better and be able to go home in about 2 weeks, period. He had CTs of the head and spine, which showed no fractures, period. He was put on the CEWA protocol in the hospital, period. At this point, there's no signs of withdrawal, period. New paragraph two, he has severe COPD. And I will continue Duoneb twice a day, period. He's also on Spiriva once per day daily and Preventil H of 8. Two puffs every 4 hours as needed, period. Three, he has coronary artery disease and previous myocardial infarction and stents. And I will continue Ranexa, 500 milligrams twice a day. Plus atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily, plus aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. Three, he's had multiple deep vein thrombosis, or four, he's had multiple deep vein thromboses, and I will continue at apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Five, he has hiatal hernia and gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I will continue sucralfate, 1 ml 4 times a day. Plus Nexium, 20 milligrams twice a day, period. Four, he has history of depression. I'll continue Cymbalta, 20 milligrams daily, period. He'll get OT and PT, and I'll follow him at Fenton Healthcare, period. Well, I'm also continuing with Flomax for prostatic hypertrophy and Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID for coronary artery disease and MI, post-MI status, period. I'll follow him at Mission Point. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Okay, well, okay, I hope. No, don't tell them. I don't want to tell them.